Welcome back to Correct Opinions, December 16th. Who's going to be Time Person of the Year? We've got some great motivation for you. Don't you love inspirational speakers? We get to some fan emails, some YouTube comments, and much more. December 16th, thanks for coming back to Correct Opinions. And you know what? Let's just get the people fired up while we're at it, okay? Because I was scrolling through TikTok and found this. And let me tell you, when I tell you it got me fired up.
What's stopping you? Are you too tired? Didn't get enough sleep? Don't have enough energy?
Don't have enough energy, dude?
Don't have enough time? Is that what's stopping you right now?
What's wrong with you, lazy piece of crap?
Don't have enough money?
What are you listening to this for?
Is that the thing?
Are you poor and lazy, dude?
Or is the thing that's stopping you?
I bet he says you, yeah. Look in the mirror, dude.
Excuses
if you can afford
sound
one.
Best. To the person that's making them up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Okay.
Get off the pity potty. Telling everybody your sad and sob stories, trying to get people.
He said pity potty. Is that like a creative thing, or does he truly think that's the phrase his whole life? Now, don't get me wrong. These people, so this is a TikTok account. It looks like people are using this for the weight loss and motivation, whatever works. But I think a lot of us can agree this does not motivate me. It just triggers me. Get off your pity potty. Don't take so long going number two. Put your phone up. We got to go make this bread.
To show up to your pity parties and your pity parades. If you ever see me in a Rolls Royce, a six or seven star hotel, okay. Living my life to the fullest, don't get jealous of me.
All right.
What? Because I work my ass off to get it.
All right. I thought, I was like, okay, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'm a little too hard on this. Maybe this will get me fired up to go, maybe just put in an extra 30 minutes of work. Maybe go to the gym I haven't gone to in a while. And he's like, that's why I have a Rolls Royce and you don't. I was like, okay, you kind of ruined the whole thing with that, man. I don't want a Rolls Royce. I want less rolls on my belly. Correct Opinions is back. Episode, I don't even know anymore, 65? Something like that. Well, we're recording this in advance, FYI, because, you know, I'm going on a little vacay, delayed honeymoon, maybe. I don't know where we're going, what we're doing, honestly, very last minute. But nonetheless, having some time with the wife, and hope you guys have a great week. Hope your holiday season is going well. Thanks for listening again to Correct Opinions. Roll beat.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Time Person of the Year. It's that time. Time Person of the Year. They've been doing this. I didn't realize this. So let's kind of dive in together. They've been doing this Time Person of the Year thing. This is straight from Wikipedia, so you know what's real. Let's talk about... Well, Wikipedia is awesome. How obnoxious. All through school, the teachers tell you, do not use Wikipedia. Hey, you know this, the biggest resource in the whole world for information? Don't go to it, because that's all lies. You have to go on this ridiculous database where there's hardly any info because who even is using this anymore? Love Wikipedia. Papers, don't use Wikipedia. Use it all the time. Just cite something. This little secret. Use Wikipedia and just cite something else. Those teachers aren't checking you. Come on. Please, whoever reads the footnotes in a real book, let alone your 11th grade paper, do it, kids. Time Person of the Year, I saw... I don't know when they announced this. Do you know, Derek? When, like, is it a... Who knows? Maybe we can look. So, I don't know if this has come out. By the time it's come out, I don't know if they've announced it. But the final four, we have Trump, Biden, Fauci, and all healthcare workers. And then four people who protested. This is... they've done this a couple times over the years. Very rarely, but they'll just be like, the Time Person of the Year is a whole bunch of people. We don't really want to pick this year. And don't get me wrong, healthcare workers. I guarantee you it's going to be healthcare workers, and that's deservedly so. What a nightmare of a year. My life's been pretty easy this year, not for a lot of people, especially healthcare workers. So that's probably what'll happen. That's great. But I was just looking through. I think you'll be shocked to see. Today. Oh, it will be announced. Okay, so when the time's come out, it's out. I bet it's healthcare workers and Fauci, and. Donald Trump, I heard Donald Trump tweeted to he wanted a recount for the time person of the year. I'm kidding. Come on. It goes back to 1927. Charles Lindbergh, he's one of the airplane guys, I think, or something. And you know, you realize it's be like, okay, Gandhi, I've heard of him before. Franklin D. Roosevelt, okay, isn't he, maybe he's on the Mount Rushmore? I think that's Teddy, sorry. I know my stuff. Franklin with a repeat win. Oh, I got two rings. And you kind of scroll down. Okay, this is cool. Adolf Hitler. 1938, Hitler was the time person of the year. Why aren't we talking about that more? Like, time you picked. And then the next year was Joseph Stalin. They went back to back. Like, these guys are just, they're killing it. Oh, that's brilliant. They are, I don't even know what to say. These guys are doing great. As German Chancellor, Hitler oversaw the unification of Germany. That's one way to put it. After the Munich Agreement, instead of a conventional portrait, the cover was an illustration by Rudolf von Ripper, titled Hitler Plays the Hymn of Hate. So the title of the Time magazine was a drawing of Hitler titled Hitler Plays the Hymn of Hate. They're like, hey, Time, we want to choose you, Hitler. We think you're crushing it. We need, just send us in your cover. He's like, my artist will create it. It's called the Hymn of Hate. They're like, great, we'll print it. I don't know anything that was happening then, but this is confusing to me. Maybe he was great for a while and then it turned ugly. Joseph Stalin, 39. He was the general secretary of the Communist Party, leader of the Soviet Union. He oversaw the signing of a non-aggression pact with the Nazi Germany. Okay, Hitler and Stalin like the editor and co-editor of the Time magazine at the time? That's the only way I can. You got Churchill next. Everyone likes him. Franklin with a three ring, and then Stalin again. By 1942, Stalin was in charge of the Soviet Union and oversaw the battle of this or that. So it's interesting. It goes on. You have your classic Winston Churchill again. Come on. I think we have our first ever. 1950, the American fighting man. The troops, because we're in the Korean War. Okay? Sometimes we're in a war. We're in a war this year. Give it to everybody who's fighting. Then you come down. You're like, okay, I think we've solved this. I think we're done giving it to kind of, you know, probably not the best types of people. It kind of keeps going. It keeps going. It keeps going. You have your Jimmy Carters, your Ronald Reagans, the computer in 1982. Steve Jobs is punching the air right now. Give me the iPhone. I heard a dark horse this year that didn't quite make it on religion, AirPods Max. They almost gave it to that. I saw on Twitter, everyone says it looks like the case looks like a, what'd you say, Derek? Over the shoulder boulder holder. Classic. I remember hearing that as a kid. Like, that's hilarious. So Time Person of the Year, in 06, it was just all of us. It felt like it felt like Time forgot to turn in their homework or something. Like, just print a reflective thing on there. It'll be everybody. We didn't have time. No one did anything in 06. That's what that meant. Bezos got it in 99. Back when everyone liked him, I guess. Now everyone's like, this guy is clearly an alien or something. 99, Cinderbooks. 01, Rudy Giuliani. How the Great Fall. 20 years later, it was a rough one for Rudy. The Good Samaritans in 05. 06 was me and you. And then 07 was Putin. So that, you know, just things change. Zuckerberg in 2010. Everyone doesn't like him now. Everyone thinks he's a robot. Bezos is an alien. And it goes on, right? We had the Guardians in 2018, journalists. And then last year was Greta. I don't know much about Greta. Only that she's a child. Speaking of child, I saw this was on Twitter. There's this 6-year-old Call of Duty prodigy. He literally makes a living playing video games. 6 years old. We got to unpack this. What do you do as a parent these days? Yeah, I grew up in the good old days where video games were stupid, evil waste of time. You're a buffoon. Get off the video games. If you have, this kid's name is Rowdy, which I don't know if that's his gamer tag or his God-given name. Probably his God-given name, which if you name your kid Rowdy, he's going to be a gamer. That's another thing you have to think about. Some of these names, Rowdy, Gamer, Ember, Stripper. Okay. You know, this kid's 6 years old, professional gamer. What do you do these days? You have this four-year-old playing video games. You're like, okay, buddy, let's maybe play outside. Oh, my. Are you on a 20 kill streak? I've never been able to do that my whole life. It's like, honey, Rowdy's playing so many video games. I'm kind of worried, but also he is crushing it. His KD, his kill death ratio is 3.5. I played for years. At my prime, I was never even close to that. Maybe we milk this a little bit. Now it's weird. What if your kid's a game? There was a 16-year-old a few years ago that won $3 million. He won the Fortnite championships, best Fortnite player, $3 million in his pocket. So now what do you do? This little 6-year-old, he got banned. His account got banned, I think, because the makers of the video game stuff were like, you're 6. So there is something in their fine print. I think with most social medias and everything, it's like you got to be 13 if you want a legitimate account. Obviously, I'm sure many of you listening have 7-year-olds who are gaming right now. But as you get prominent enough, like, dude, you're 6. This kid doesn't fully know his ABCs, but he knows every point on all of the Call of Duty maps. This kid, he can hardly write in cursive, and he's sniping helicopter pilots out of the sky virtually. It's unbelievable. And so there's this live video of him, and his dad plays with him. Should be kind of fun. I guess that's a new thing, too. I grew up good old-fashioned way. My dad would get rebounds for me. We'd play a little catch with the football. Now it's like, Rowdy, get my 6! Plan A! Rowdy, go to your room. We're in your room. Go. Do I punish you? I don't. You need to hustle more. That's what I grew up with. You know what? Down and back. You're not trying hard enough. What do you do? Rowdy, give me 20 thumb twirls. You were lazy on that last team deathmatch. Come on. We need to murder more people. It's just a new thing. I think it sounds awesome. But it's interesting, and this kid legitimately, I think, plays professionally. Like, do you even go to middle school at that point? That's a weird position to be in as a parent right now. You're like, how's Rowdy doing? How's his school? He dropped out. First grade dropout. Okay, really? So you're going to, like, homeschool or something? Like, no. His home school is on the battlefield. That's where he's learning. And I don't care what you say, Nancy, this kid is 6, and he just made $400,000 last year, just headshotting people. Okay, but that's a real thing happening now. That's got to be the first time in history where legitimately 8-year-olds have a possibility to make a living, legitimate living at 8 years old. There's no other thing. I guess China kind of does that. That was insensitive. I'm sorry. That's weird. Kids across seas are making the controller that Rowdy is making a living on. That's America. And the land of the free. But I don't know. I would love to hear if any parents out there have gamer kids where you're like, okay, he used to take me off, but he just told me he made $800 last weekend streaming, so I might give him a better headset, you know. So hopefully Rowdy can get reinstated so he can keep pwning noobs. Can you imagine and it's funny, you listen to this kid play. Let me find a clip of Rowdy. I think he was on Twitter here. You know, he's like playing and communicating as any good gamer does, and he's just so 6. I think his name was Rowdy Rogan, which is just the best thing in the whole world. Yeah, he gets banned, very sad. Let's see a clip of this kid playing. Okay, look at this. Listen. Imagine this kid across the mic from you just giving you the biz.
Oh, dang it, man. How did you guys get up there so quick?
He screamed, behind. I've played video games with my buddy the other day who has like a 3-year-old. And that's what I hear, but the kid's like 3. So he's like, Dad, play with me. He's like, yeah, buddy, Dad's taking a break. And then imagine playing, like 2 years, the kid just gets the controller. Behind! I'm getting him!
Here, here, Clapwood, get in his truck.
They're both! He says both with a F. They're both low health! They're both low health! He's just doing work on random people. Could you imagine? I had a kind of a wake-up moment once where I had a little video game phase early in quarantine playing this video game called Rocket League. And it's a popular video game. It's where you drive cars and you hit a soccer ball. So that, just describing it, sounds like, Trey, what are you doing? Just, it's fun, okay? But I, you know, it's fun to get on there, and I had a nice game. So I put a little message in the chat. I said, you're weak. Easy dub or something like that. And the guy was playing responded and said, I am 9. I was like, all right, I just turned it off. I was like, yeah, I need to take a look in the mirror here. So that's a good reminder. You know, if you ever kids on a mic, it's very, that's the sound of the voice. That's, I scored both the goals. I'm like, I'm 28. What am I? Oh, it's like can you imagine removing the virtual aspect? In real life, I'm just like, there's me and 3 other people playing this video game, and they're like 6, 9, and 11, and I'm 28. I'm like, is this allowed? I don't think, yeah, maybe a 6-year-old shouldn't be on this thing. I mean, I grew up in the good old-fashioned days, playing catch. Wasn't allowed to play video games till I was, my mom discovered the video game was 17 for mature, so I played it when I was 17, man. Not mature, but I, you know, that's just what they called it. Oh, that's funny. Shout out Rowdy. So I wanted to get to some nice fan emails, because I love when y'all hit me up. Please email us, correctopinions@treykennedy.com. You guys always send in some hilarious stuff, and or follow the Correct Opinions Instagram. We're getting it popping. Also, yeah, so I'm, like I said, I'm recording this in advance, doing a delayed honeymoon, and we were going to get tests before. You know, we're just trying to do the right thing, get tests. First one came back just like, oh, we did it wrong, so it doesn't count. I was like, I've never heard of that. And then basically we're supposed to travel tomorrow and waiting for the test today. So who knows? Maybe our honeymoon is the living room and we're just watching Netflix, playing Call of Duty and Rocket League. Okay. I want to get to this first email first. Silly Billy writes in, hey Trey, I love the pod. It has totally helped me through this year. I re-listened to every episode during quarantine. I was a bit surprised to see that I once listened to 18 episodes in a single day. What is up, Anna? Jeez Louise. That is impressive. Let me just say that the clip at the start of this, maybe you need to listen to that. Now, what is your excuse? Okay, well, I need to re-listen to Trey's podcast for 6 hours today. No, Anna, that means a lot. That's amazing. 18 episodes. Holy cow. No, I've never met anyone who wants to hear me talk that much. So, Anna, hope to see you at a show one day. Thanks for love. That really does mean a lot. Other email here we have from, oh, another Anna. We got Annas all around. Not really surprising. I have a lot of listeners named Anna. She says, hey, Trey, I just can't even. My sister does all the things to trigger me. Specifically, she and her toolbox husband have named both of their Range Rovers. Okay, already you. Why one? Let's get two. Let's both have the same car. They named them Rhett's and Foxy. And to top it all off, they both have personalized license plates. Meh, that is a triple threat if I've ever heard it. Maybe quadruple threat. We have Range Rover, check. We both have a Range Rover, check. We named the car, check. Named it a dumb name, check, check. And we put it on the license plate. Let me just, yeah. You guys, as annoying as it is to double park, you might want to, because that seems like a prime key your car type of vibe. Foxy the Range Rover. I don't want to see that. To add insult to injury, Anna continues, they have also nicknamed each of their 3 children before being born food names. Tot, Biscuit, and Nugget. Anna from Tulsa says, please enjoy roasting my sister. I'm enjoying it, Anna. So they, food name, so they having triplets? Or are they just like, we're going to have three kids at one point. We're going to call them Top Biscuit and Nugget. We might need to follow up, Anna. Triplets. Yep. This is our little Nugget and our Biscuit and our Tot. Can you imagine? She rolls down her Range Rover window. We're at 14 weeks, which to me means, is that 3 years? I don't know. Say, don't speak in weeks. Yeah, I'm at 28 weeks. Is that, I thought only elephants gestate that long. Or what, is that not that long? Give me something I can work with here. Rolling down her window. Yep, I'm coming along. 4 months in. Can't wait for a little Nugget, Biscuit, Tot. Nugget, Biscuit, and Tot. Not good foods for you in any way, right? Call it your little Brussels sprout or something. So a little Brussels sprout and our little butternut squash and our little strawberry. Top Biscuit and Nugget. Thanks for writing in. I wanted to show this one. I got this email here. This is a little more of a, I don't know the word I'm looking for. Visual. Thank you, Derek. Visual. I got it. We got a new one. If you're listening, I'll describe it. It is a, you need to go watch it on Trey Kinney Studios YouTube channel. Go subscribe. Leave us some comments there. We're going to do some YouTube comments. You guys have seen me. I've talked a lot about babies. And we had a Halloween theme. Babies in pots. Spooky. Thanksgiving. Babies in roasting pans. Now we have a little elf on the refrigerator shelf. There's a baby in a fridge. What? There's other shelves in the house. They're like, let's do elf on a shelf. My goodness, honey. We don't have a single shelf in this house. We got to clear out the fridge. You could tell they removed all of the other shelves in the on that side of the fridge so they can get them in there. And it's they've set their toddler in the refrigerator. He's sitting on top of the drawer that's filled with, looks like, iceberg lettuce, which, come on, iceberg is so out. It's basically water. I'm kidding. I love iceberg. And baby carrots. He's cuddled up next to a couple half gallons of milk and some Ready Whip. And they've Ready Whipped all over his face. I mean, just staring there like, are we done? He looks like a, I don't, is that supposed to be a gnome? Do gnomes have pointy hats like that? I think we need a little more research. It looks, I don't know. It kind of looks like a Christmas themed clan outfit, if I'm being honest. If I'm being honest, and that is being brutally honest, and I don't support that. So thanks for sending that in, Allison. She just said, see attached. It was very simple. See attached. You just got to see this. Let's go to the YouTube channel. I'm going to see what comments y'all leave me. You guys leave me some nice comments. Last episode, top comment. So last episode, I talked about who I'd fight in a boxing match. That we all know Andy would sneak up on Trey outside the ring and run him over with this Prius. Nice. My office fans. Comment that was from Jacob. Oh, these are both from Jacob. Two top comments from Jacob. He's crushing the comment game. My dad's license plate growing up was bugging me because my nickname was Bug. Everyone always asked if he was an exterminator. That's why you don't do that. Bugging me. Oh my god, that is like seven meanings. What is this dad doing? Yeah, this is, it's my Bug, the letter N, me. So it's like if I'm driving around, it's I call my son Bug and it's me, bugging me. Everyone's like, are you exterminator? Or are you a typically just peeved person? You're bugging me. Thanks for that, Jacob. Samuel calls for a Trey Kinney versus John Crist battle in the ring. We're the contract. Sign the contract. No, I'm kidding. I'm here for it at 6 a.m. Shout out, Glam Gal. Oh, someone last week we talked about how there was the braggy Christmas cards. Someone said 120 of their friends in the audience. Abby says, do less, do so much less. God bless. And Malvin says, we need a segment with Derek, please. Not too soon. He's got to earn it. Oh, he's on. Oh, half his face. Oh, there. That's what you get. Okay, you saw. There it is. Slowly but surely. It reminds me of, this is maybe random. I don't know if anyone can relate to this or hear about this, but I remember my sister, she sucked on her passy till she was like seven or something crazy like that. That might be exaggerating, but I remember to finally get rid of it, my parents would cut off like a millimeter a day for like a month, just to get wiener off. That's what it reminded me of. You guys are gonna get about an inch of Derek a day of his face. Oh my gosh, this is really getting weird. Oh, correct opinions. Let's do some more YouTube comments. You guys go blow up the correct opinions on Trachea News Studios YouTube channel. I'm gonna go back to, I don't know if I fully ever delved into this. We all know it's the most popular podcast out there. I get why, but KD was on the episode 50, and I want to go through some of these comments because they're great. Top comment, Jessica. I literally thought this guy was single living in his parents' basement. Well, Jessica, isn't that kind of what happens when you do this for a living? So this morning, I'm trying to get up on my content, right, because I'm about to take a week off. I'm trying to get it out, get y'all. So you've seen it by now. I put out, if you've rocked with me for a long time, this has been some of my most OG videos. And to this day, people they still love them. So I'll still do it very rarely. But it's when I get in the car, I'm like that friend that does too much, and I'm singing as both people. I don't do it anymore because, I don't anymore because it involves me going and parking my car somewhere weird. Like this time it was a school. Because it was an empty parking lot, and screaming for a better part of an hour to my phone. So it's just weird on a lot of areas. But we're doing the podcast now. It's like 10:30 in the morning. So I got up and went and did that this morning, and literally to my wife, Katie, I was like, I'm off to work. Love you. And it was like to go park a car and just be like, Merry Christmas. So yeah, I don't give off big, 401k energy, right? I'm not giving off this guy. I give off the energy of like, this guy owns maybe two collared shirts. Didn't even know he was married. Katie sounds like Pan from The Office, got a lot of that. So I don't know if she loved that or not, but hadn't heard that one. Sounds like Pam. This one is pretty good, that I'm sure. I love how patient she is every time Trey interrupts her. Yeah, well, is it shocking to anybody? There are literally moments where I'm doing things that I'm like, I'm almost annoying myself. And I look at her and she's just like quietly sitting there. I'm like, is this annoying? She's like, no. Like, you're weird. How is this? This should be bothering you. So yeah, shout out to that. Someone goes, cause there are a lot of comments saying, I love when people, I've done this too, right? It's like, okay, here's my wife and we're going to talk on a podcast. And people are like, this marriage doesn't seem like it's going well from like a podcast. All right. We've all thought a lot of marriages were going well that weren't, right? Okay. So like what? Amber Heard, I think that's her name. She was like beating the tar out of Johnny Depp or something. Wasn't that came out? Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's appealing it right now, I think. So. Okay. That's a big ordeal. But yeah, you don't. I'm sure no one looked at Johnny Depp and like, oh yeah, that's a really cool kind of mysterious actor. He was played pirates. He was a bad boy pirate. I'm thinking I was a little surprised when I was like, oh, she's whooping his behind. That's not good. So thoughts and prayers. I don't think it's Olivia says. I don't think it's so much a lack of chemistry as more of a she isn't used to being on camera. I know I'd be pretty awkward if I was on camera. Not everyone is a born performer. I like them and I think they're cute. Thank you, Olivia. First, my only takeaway from that is I feel like you told me I was a born performer. I'm a star. That's what I think of myself. No, but really, I mean, it's a podcast. Yeah, we get used to it. But people, you sit down here with the cameras and the lights, especially now with Derek in the room, it's very intimidating. I feel like I just watched the entire progression of Trey's relationship. Went from awkward to married in 58 minutes. That is a great comment. Pretty good. We sat down. I was like, okay, we're rolling. I'm like, so we're on the podcast. I was like, oh, this is weird. But we settled into it. Dane says, I thought he was married to the guy that sometimes helped him record his videos. Okay. That's a first. That's hilarious. Oh, man. You guys know Jake, probably. He does all the videos. I just love the leaps people make. It's like, yeah, he shoots all my videos. Like, oh, so you guys going on like 3 or 4 years of marriage or what? What are the replies? Everyone's just like, LOL, same. Oh, I thought so too. She is so used to him clowning, it doesn't even shock her, LOL. Shout out K Monique. That's a good one. What do they sound like on their first date? Does anyone think this was painful to watch? Woo! When Katie says, I've done foot modeling before, but Trey doesn't hear her. I remember watching that back, and that is funny. She dropped a nice little joke there, and I don't pay attention too well, so... This is so awkward to lock. Oh, the look on her face. This was awkward to watch. Sorry, Andrea. Jade said, the look on her face when you said she had spaghetti arms. I'm going to end on that one because that was great. Yeah, it was. I do remember saying that to her. No, that's a compliment. That's just the best to compliment girls like that. Katie got a facial the other day. It's like her favorite thing. She's like, oh, look. But she came home. She looked like someone just buffed a cue ball or something. I mean, her face was it was shiny and red, which I guess is right. You know, ladies, you know it. I was like, yeah, I mean, you look amazing. You're like very reflective. And she was like, what? I was like, I don't know how to compliment you in this space. You have spaghetti arms. Isn't that? Here's a headline. Vietnamese honeybees are using feces to ward off murder hornets. Is the secret to warding off a murder hornet attack covering yourself in animal poop? Just maybe. Oh, thank goodness I have a ton of that. The murder hornets, or Asian giant hornets, that have sparked numerous headlines have captivated Americans after the invasive species was first detected. They've been trying to prevent them. I guess they're still around. But a new study looking at how a honeybee species defends against their sister species. They use their poop. So this Vietnamese honeybee uses their feces to warn off murder hornets. I guess murder hornets aren't about that life. So if these things take hold, these murder hornets, if they spread, 2020 is the year of the mass. 2020, everyone's gonna walk around with animal poop on our bodies. So it could get worse. That's what researchers are saying. Like, ugh, I gotta put this mask over my face. I can barely breathe. It's like, well, try breathing when you're covered in Grover's poo-poo. That's gonna be a little tough. I guess our murder hornets. It says they could spread across the U.S. If you don't know what they are, somehow they're over here from Japan or something, and they're like hornets the size of possums. And poop may be our only defense. You know, it's a very poop-friendly podcast, so you can. I think we have a giving y'all a little heads up, a little leg up, no pun intended, on the competition. So store it up now, folks, because I think it could be in high demand next year. It could be going up and up. Stock market, the stock is rising on number twos. Speaking of, I play around on the stock market a little bit. It's very, very much kind of like a video game. You know, I don't know what I'm doing. I know it'll resort in a disaster probably, but I'm just a little bit of money here and there playing with it. But as I'm sure some of you know, it's basically just only gone up for the past like 6 months. So it doesn't seem like it's going to always do that. But it's just funny how I do it. I'm like, oh, Amazon. I've heard of that. I know they're doing pretty well, I think. Let's get a little bit of that. And you're like, I saw DoorDash went public. I'm like, I'm a big fan of that. I never liked to leave my house. We shot a food delivery video the other day. Just like, you guys ever like done so much delivery stuff, you get the same guy or girl like two or three times? You're like, this is a tough look in the mirror. You're like, hey again, Daniel. And he's like, I had this one guy who literally, he came to my house one time. Came to my house a second time. He's like, what's up again, man? Very friendly. He picked me up from the airport. I apologize. I feel like I've told the story, but it was a low moment, you know. It was for me. We're almost to the end of the year. Hard to believe. Hard to believe. I mean, we only have, geez. This is the 16th. Two more episodes of Correct Opinions in 2020. That's a new year. New me. Resolution. Get more poop. No. I think they're starting to vaccinate people over the world. Holy cow, man. Could we really be on the other side of this? I don't know. I saw experts say maybe back to normal by May. Some are saying July. Some are saying fully back to normal 2022. Maybe, I don't know, dude. literally no one knows anything. But it's kind of crazy to think, man. They're going to start doing that. I know that I've learned better than this, how there people are clearly doing things, I believe, but part of me is like, you'll see someone with a vaccine, like, yeah, they're meeting next week about that. I was like, what? They just need to catch up on some emails? Like, could they just talk about it right now? While they're like, yeah, the vaccine, they've tested it, they feel good about it, they've applied, and they're going to decide on it in about 10 days. Like, are they in vacation? Oh, did you see the Austin mayor who, it was Austin, Texas mayor, was like on a Zoom call, and he's like, Texans, my Austinites, don't leave your house, people. Okay, this is not the time. We've got to hunker down. A few more months. We can do this together. And he did it from his beach house in Mexico. Dude. Oh, that's so funny. I don't know how people find that out, but that's pretty good. It's like, all right. He's probably just like playing like can jam out on the beach. He's like, everyone, just keep your hoops and hollers to a minimum. I got to go. I got to do a mayor thing. For one of the biggest cities in the country, I had to do a mayor thing. Let's just keep it down. And then, butler service. Shh. Okay, hold. Stop roasting that duck for 10 minutes. Hey. All right, Texans. Don't leave your house. That's up. Woo, man. That's hilarious. I don't know. I feel like if that was my mayor, I'd be like, that's just too funny. But yeah, I see a lot of. My initial reaction, we're going to meet on this vaccine thing next Monday. It's like, what are you? Well, I got a couple of meetings. I've got like I've got a quarterly review here, and I've got like I got to conduct an exit interview for one of our employees. Like, hey, I'm sure there's great reason for it. So I do, I take some calmness in that. But it seems like that way a lot. Like when I got I had to try to get a COVID test, and it was just like, yeah, your name wasn't on it. Okay. Just felt, I was like, can you get me in line to do another? They're just like, no. I was like, how do you know it's mine? It reminded me of when you didn't put your name on your homework when you were six, which is the last time I probably did that, because how easy is that to do? And the teacher would be like, you minus points. You didn't put your name on your homework. I'm like, well, how do you know it's mine? She's like, I do. Oh, so you do know it's mine. So why am I getting, I'll end with this story. This is a classic. I was in this class once in high school. This is the type of student I was. But I had this teacher who preached and preached. His whole thing was work smarter, not harder. Work smarter, not harder. And this was a blow-off class for sure. The class made no sense. And one time we got an assignment to make a board game. It just has to have clear rules. You have to get creative, da-da-da. So of course, the girls always get artsy. There's girls who walked in with a full poster board. They glued feathers on it and whatever. And I had a piece of printer paper. I drew a line from one end to the next. And there was like 10 spots. I was like, just roll the dice. First one to the end. And I got a C. And I walked up. I said, what'd I do wrong? He goes, what do you mean? Look what you did. I said, I followed all of the rules. And I worked smarter, not harder. Bumped me up to a B, dude, and he was pissed. But hey, that's how I roll, okay? That's how I go off those basement vibes. That's basically what I'm saying. Correct opinions. December 16th. Please go subscribe to Trey Kennedy Studios. Also, if you want another podcast from me every week, I do one with Jake. It's called the Do Less Guest Podcast. Go to treykennedy.com/DLG. We're doing a big giveaway for the month of December for the holidays. So you're going to want to sign up. $1,000 giveaway to one lucky Do Less guest. We have such fun behind the scenes stuff on there. And check it out. TreyKennedy.com/DLG. And give us 5-star reviews on Apple. It helps a lot. Share with your friends. Do all that good stuff. And we'll talk to you next week. Much love.
Correct opinions.